Dave Stevens on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. And we say good morning. Update at 7 from ABC News is coming up, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. And Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll in Northwest England, that stabbing attack, has now risen to 3. All were children attending a Taylor Swift-themed dance class. Several others were injured. A 17-year-old suspect is in custody. The clock's ticking for Kamala Harris to pick a running mate.
We are told that the vetting process is now fully underway. Sources say that Harris is considering roughly a dozen Democrats for the job, but among the leading contenders is Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, as well as Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, someone who is not going for this position. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, says she plans to finish out her term.
ABC's Rachel Scott. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper also is out of the running. Thousands demonstrating across Venezuela following the re-election of President Nicolas Maduro. Opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez announcing that his campaign has the proof it needs to show that he actually won the country's disputed election, the legitimacy of which is being questioned worldwide. This is ABC News. The Senate today expected to take up and to pass a pair of bills aimed at making cyber safe space safer for kids.
The legislation would require platforms give teens the option to opt out of algorithms and give parents more control over how their kids' information is used. X and Microsoft have endorsed the safeguards, and Meta says it backs legislation to regulate tech platforms, but the company stopped short of endorsing the Senate bill. The legislation's path ahead also remains unclear in the Republican led House. Last week, Speaker Mike Johnson said he's committed to finding consensus, but he did not commit to bringing the Senate bill to the floor.
That's ABC's Andrea Fuji. This comes as a new study shows social media pressure has 1 in 3 kids saying they feel they need to be perfect. City of San Diego putting out new warnings about sea lions after people were spotted again getting way too close. Even touching one's a federal offense. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Attention drivers and car enthusiasts. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 and Napa ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each. Plus 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights only $20.99 and mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
This summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture and Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Looking for a great retirement job? The House on the Rock Resort Golf Course in Spring Green has groundkeeping positions available. Good driving record required. Choose from 5 shifts a week or part-time work. Enjoy on-the-job training. Some positions are year-round, while most are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Join the team today.
A high of 86 today with a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Increasing clouds and humid tonight. A 40% chance of late night showers. 68 degrees. Up toward 90 on Wednesday. And Wednesday night, a 40% chance of thunderstorms later on. Thursday, 85 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. In Richland Center, yesterday, 25 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. This morning, no precip after a 67 degree midnight reading. We're very foggy around here and 64 degrees. Today is Tuesday, July 30th.
Never knew my old man's truck could even run like that. Should have known better than to take that curve so fast. Daddy pulled up, I was down in a ditch. He asked me why I did what I did. There was this girl drinking her hand. Shoot me a last, get into trouble, grin. I ain't ever seen something so fine. And I was doing anything to make her mine. I was out of my mind. She was out of this world. There was this girl. Some folks ask me why I still pick this guitar. See, living that life on the road won't get you very far. I say, man, you should have been down in Tupelo, seen what was in the front row. There was this girl.
Riley Green on WRCO Radio, 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Some things to celebrate today. It is Father-in-Law Day. Okay, Father-in-Law Day. For some, A father-in-law may be close, but others, a father-in-law may be intimidating or aggravating, it says. Regardless of what one's relationship is with their father-in-law, today is about honoring them. It is a day to give them gifts and have get-togethers in their honor. It is a day to thank them for the role they have played in a spouse's life and to show them an appreciation for all they do. Wow. So I wonder if my son-in-law, Aaron, or my daughter-in-law, Haley, know about that. I doubt it. I doubt they'll be bringing me gifts and lavishing me today. You never know. You never know. It's early. It's also International Day of Friendship Day. It is Paperback Book Day. It is World Day Against Trafficking in Persons. Very important day today as well. And National Support Public Education Day. It's also National Cheesecake Day. I believe we have a couple of cheesecakes to sell on the Grace Radio auction this week, so be listening for that and your opportunity to impress and, help Grace. Here's Eric Church on WRCO, WRCE.
Beer don't keep, love's not cheap, trucks don't wreck themselves. Mama ain't a shrink, dad ain't a bank, and God ain't a wishing well. Money ain't rich, everybody sins, and nobody wins in a fight. And sometimes wrong is right. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy, a bunch of it. Something to someone. Girls like to laugh, tears don't last, and scares what praying's for. If it's close, swing the bat, everybody's got a pass, and love's worth living for. When you dance, hold it close, did a breaks, go for broke. Be the first to reach for a hand. No, you don't get to do some things again. Some of it you learn the hard way. Some of it you read on a page. Some of it comes from heartbreak. Most of it comes with age. And none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something. Perhaps you want rhythm makes you man. It's being true to her till your glass runs out to sea. Some of it you learn the hard way. Some of it you read on a page. Some of it comes from heartbreak. Most of it comes with age. And none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. Homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole?
I got a little girl waiting on me and I wanna treat her right. He says, I got what you need, son, as we sit down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. We're sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stayed over there close as we drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with
David Lee Murphy, there might be a little dust on the bottle, but that's all right. And let's see, that goofy guy is coming in here just a little bit. It's Tuesday quiz day, so stay tuned.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
July is National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages the community to speak up about mental health and work towards breaking the stigma around mental illness. Minority populations are less likely to be diagnosed with mental illnesses and receive treatment due to stigma and a lack of available resources. This month, advocate for mental wellness education and help break the mental health stigma.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup. Having trouble with your mic again. I don't know
what is wrong.
I don't know. It just won't.
I don't know.
Must be a bad wire.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, how are you doing?
What's going on?
Talk about a bad wire. The guy behind the microphone.
Hey. Watch it.
Hey. Anyway.
Yeah, show a little respect for your elders and for your manager here. So be careful. Your mic isn't working.
Boy, I tell you what, you can't get much more respect than that, Phil. You do anything last night?
Not much. It rained a little bit.
Did it?
Yeah, a little bit. And probably should be mowing. I think the grass growing has slowed down just a little.
I'll come fertilize it for you.
No, we don't need that. But, it's still growing.
If I could put my name in your lawn.
Oh.
And fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be okay?
No, that's probably not going to be okay.
Would you figure it out eventually?
Well, if you put your name on there.
Like, but if you put muffin.
I'd know then. But if you put somebody else's name, trying to make them look guilty. Much like I did back in the day.
Like Joanne.
Yeah, when I signed the Declaration of Independence in sixth grade, I put my own name in there. That's dumb. You don't put somebody else's name.
Speaking of the Declaration of Independence, Patty, Pat, or a.k.a. Debbie, her dad was Abraham Lincoln's pilot.
Is that right? No. Abraham Lincoln's pilot. Let me think. When airplanes were invented, first flight was 1903. Yeah. I don't think that would be right. I'm thinking that
she's the one that told me.
I'm thinking she sold you a bill of goods on that.
Yeah. I'm going to get my money back off that.
I was going to say.
Did you know today is quiz day, Philip?
It is.
Yep. I have a great quiz for you. You know all about this cuisine that we're going to study.
Cuisine?
Yeah. We're going to... All right. You like to eat.
Yeah.
I have 10 questions on grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers! That's not something that... Well, I guess it's edible, but...
You ate one.
No, it was a cricket.
Well, same thing.
A grasshopper and a cricket are different, I think.
No, they're the same here, but we're going with grasshoppers.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, is that okay with you, or should I go back and get another test?
You're the teacher.
Well, what's your grade? Do you have anything planned this week?
What's my grade? I don't know. Not really. Do I have anything planned? We're going to do the auction.
It's the second
day of the auction.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Uh-huh.
So, good day yesterday.
There are a lot of good things. Yeah, we made over $1,600 on the opening day, which is a good start.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's going to be hopefully as good or better as the days go on.
Yep, good. Yep. So, that's awesome. The phones were ringing like crazy yesterday.
Yes, they were. And then what was interesting was after the first day, we took a whole bunch of names to get bidder numbers. Mm-hmm. And a couple of people said, oh, man, we forgot about it. Then we heard the recap. And we're like, oh, we missed it. So they were kind of getting numbers after the fact. And so hopefully they set their phones or they pay attention.
I got a number.
You have a number?
Yep, I'm going to tell you what number it is.
Tell me what it is. Maybe I'll
bid for me.
I'll bid real wisely.
I'm sure you will.
Real healthily.
I'm sure there's a lot of people like my bid number. Does June have a bid number?
She does, I think.
And there's no way I can get to that, are they?
Probably not.
Well,
no, it's classified.
Imagine that. All right, buddy. 10 questions on grasshoppers.
All right, go ahead.
All right, number one. Which continent is known for traditionally including grasshoppers in their cuisine? A, Europe. B, Asia. C, Australia. And D, Antarctica.
All right.
Number two. Grasshoppers are a good source of which nutrient? Vitamin C is A. B is protein. C is calcium. D is fiber. Number three, in which country is eating grasshoppers a common practice? Is it A, India, B, Mexico, C, Japan, or D, Brazil?
All right.
Number four, what is the primary method of preparing grasshoppers for consumption?
Oh, boy.
A is boiling, B is frying. C is steaming, or D is baking. Number five, grasshoppers are often seasoned with which one of the following spices? Is it A, cheese, B, cumin, C, chili powder, or D, dill?
All right.
I'm trying to help you out, buddy.
Hang on. Yeah, what door did I come in?
Oh, Joanne's holding it for you.
Yeah.
Six. How many legs does a grasshopper have, Phil? A is four. B is six. C is eight. Or D, 10.
I ate it so fast I didn't even.
I had to get this leg out of my tooth.
Yeah, unfortunately, I had legs in my teeth all day after I ate that cricket. I'm not kidding. All of a sudden,
Number seven.
Needed a toothbrush, man.
Number seven. Grasshoppers are often compared to which type of food due to their high protein content? A is beef, B is chicken, C is fish, or D is eggs. Okay.
All right.
Number eight, what is the key environmental benefit of consuming grasshoppers instead of traditional livestock? And no, nothing is not an answer. A, less land use. D, or B, higher water consumption. C, increased greenhouse gas emissions. And D, slower growth rate.
Okay. All right.
Number nine.
All right.
In what form are grasshoppers sometimes sold as snacks? In what form are grasshoppers sometimes sold as snacks?
All right.
A is whole roasted. B, ground into powder. Yeah. C, coated in chocolate. Or D, all the above.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We got some grasshopper flour here, if you like.
Oh. All right.
Number 10. What is one of the potential health risks of eating wild-caught grasshoppers?
Oh.
Allergic reactions. B is vitamin overdose. C is high sugar content. And D is low protein content.
Is that it?
Yeah. Right. What do you think, buddy?
I'm going to say five.
Really?
Yeah, I think
you're
about
shooting low, buddy.
Well, no, I'm shooting for my summer average.
Yeah. So if you don't get five, would you have to eat another cricket?
No. No, I think they're all gone, aren't they?
No, I have some legs left over in there.
Oh, yeah, some legs. Would have thought they would have spoiled by now.
Oh, they don't.
Don't they spoil?
No. I've sealed them really tight.
Oh.
Which continent, number one, which continent is known for traditionally including grasshoppers in their cuisine?
I said Australia.
No, it's not. It's Asia.
Oh, man. Oh, missed it by that much.
You missed it by that much.
Okay.
And again, I got you on number one, didn't I?
Yeah.
Number two, grasshoppers are a good source of which nutrients?
Protein.
Yes, sir.
Woo! Yep.
All right. Number three, in which country is eating grasshoppers a common practice?
India.
Nope, it's Mexico.
Missed it by that much.
All right.
Number four, what is the primary method of preparing grasshoppers for consumption?
Frying.
It is correct. Woo! Frying them. Number five, grasshoppers are often seasoned with which one of the following spices? Is it A, cheese, B, cumin, C, chili powder, or D, dill?
I went with chili powder.
That is correct. It is chili powder.
All right.
Number six, how many legs do a grasshopper have? Is it 4, 6, 8, or 10?
I think it's 6.
It is 6.
All right.
Woo-hoo. All right. Number seven, number seven, grasshoppers are often compared to which type of food due to their high protein content? Beef. It is beef.
A
is
right.
Number eight, what is the key environmental benefit of consuming grasshoppers instead of traditional livestock?
I answered A.
It is true. A is less land use.
Less land use.
And then B was high water consumption. C, increased greenhouse gases. And D, C, or growth. D is slower growth rate. Number nine.
I'm on a roll.
Yeah, you are. And what form of grasshopper sometimes sold as snacks, Phil? Whole roasted, ground powder, or coated in chocolate, or all of the above?
Well, I couldn't decide, so I went with all of the
above. All the above. You had to eat all of them.
All right.
Number 10, my man, which one is the potential health risk of eating wild-caught grasshoppers? allergic reactions, vitamin overdose, and high sugar content, low protein content.
I think allergic reactions.
It is. Allergic reactions.
Right.
It is. But I don't think there's any gluten in them.
No. Okay.
How many did you get, my man?
Let's see here. Only two wrong.
8 out of 10.
Right.
That ain't bad. You're still on the team.
It's not going on the fridge, but...
No, that's a pretty good one, though.
Yep.
But you know, this is three or four weeks in a row that I've had you on the number one.
Yes, that's right.
I'm trying to throw you off, and that way I don't have to worry about you.
Yeah, that's true. I'd rather get the first one wrong than the last one, because I've done that many times doing this quiz, and I get so like, oh, it's going to be a fridge hanger, and then get the last one wrong. It's so deflating. So as soon as I get the first one wrong, I know, it's not a fridge hanger. Then I can relax.
Maybe I should switch my...
Maybe.
You know, maybe I should do that, Phil.
I need to be warmed up and in the right frame of mind when the quiz starts.
I have two more ready to go, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, you're doing well.
I have to. This new guy that we have as a manager just constantly whips me.
Yeah.
Just got to whip you in shape.
I'm such an ogre, really.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right.
Anyway,
well.
Good luck today with the radio auction. I hope everybody tunes in. Make sure you call and get a bidder number.
10 to noon again, and it's fun just to listen to, but if you want to participate, that's great as well. And we have some really cool things donated by businesses and individuals and groups.
Hey, you know, I was bidding on the Phoenix Center thing, you know, for the 2 hours free bowling.
Mm-hmm.
I was told I couldn't bid on that. They didn't want me down there that long.
Oh, is that right? They put the kibosh.
I didn't understand that.
Ha, that's too bad.
So, you know, if friends like Craig, who needs any enemies?
You and all the last time you were there and they had the bumpers up, you know, and you still threw a gutter ball, that was bad. So
that's not very good, is it? Buddy, have a good day, everybody. Be kind.
That's old Hank, everybody.
Cars have airbags, backup cameras, and blind spot sensors, and your auto insurance can be just as protective. This starts with your agent. Based on an understanding of your unique situation, your agent can help you determine which coverage options are best for you with a policy that covers what you need and nothing you don't. Personal service every mile of the way with your agent is as close as a call or email. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? It's a principle.
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Good morning, 64 degrees at WRCO with a thick blanket of fog. This day in 1956, President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed a measure making In God We Trust the national model, replacing E Pluribus Unum. 1965, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Social Security Amendment of 1965, which led to the creation of Medicare and Medicaid. In 1976, Bruce Jenner, now known as Caitlyn Jenner, set a world record at the gold medal Olympic decathlon at the Montreal Summer Games. And born on this day, former Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig. He turns 90. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
You've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes to Colton Wyatt McCauley. Happy 28th birthday from Grandma and Grandpa Sims. To Colton McCauley from Ash Creek United Methodist Church, have a great day. And to Tom Baker from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band, have an awesome year playing bass guitar. To Rebecca Gonzalez from Park Street Christian Church, happy birthday greetings to adopted brother Rick Morgan. Have a great day from the Ewing Brotherhood. Betsy Wiedenfeld from Willow Valley United Methodist Church, enjoy your day. And happy birthday, Bill Gear from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. To Marie Brander, all the best on your special day from the Shell Station Coffee Clutchers. Happy birthday, Francis Schweitzer from Beulah Wesleyan Church. And also Schmidtwillen Hills residents and staff sending us wishes for Mandy Dahlberg's birthday. From Little Willow Birthday Club, happy birthday, Ashley Hansen, Merrill Brunson, Betsy Wiedenfeld, and Jordan Aspenson. And from the RC Lions on the 30th of July, Isadora Kennedy, and also to Rick Morgan, Kaylee Ann Clary, Mandy Parker, Meryl Brunson, Brian Rowan, and happy anniversary, Tim and Lisa Coy. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions leaving his wishes today for Mason Buss and Ashley Hansen. The Bloom City Town Crier leaving his wishes for Mason Byer, also to Meryl Brunson, Mandy Parker, Betsy Wiedenfeld. Happy anniversary, Tim and Lisa Coy, and also to Sonny and Betty Johnson. Happy anniversary, Stu and Catherine Miller, from your friends at Town & Country Presbyterian Church.
Wait, what? It's our anniversary already? At J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we hear this story all the time. Life is so busy that you forget to get your wife an anniversary gift. This is Amanda, and I'm here to help you. I can help you choose just the right heirloom jewelry piece that she will treasure for years. Whether it's a sparkly diamond bracelet or a casual pair of silver earrings, it's my honor to help you with this exciting purchase. $20 or $2,000, it doesn't matter. I've got your back. Remember, this is Amanda, and I care about your big occasion. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
WCCU strives to protect you and asks that you share this information with parents, grandparents, and others. Locally, we've seen a rise in illegal spoofing techniques. A fraudster uses caller ID to make a call look legitimate. If you answer a call and it is not who you expect, hang up. Do not rely on your caller ID. Also, never assume that an unexpected call is legitimate. If you receive a call asking personal questions or wanting to engage in conversation, hang up and call back using a reliable number on a bill, statement, or by using a local directory. As fraudsters continue to use these malicious, sneaky techniques, WCCU Credit Union encourages each of us to be vigilant and help spread the awareness to others.
Helping you be.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Carestan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Coming up, our news update from WRCO's Joanne Krulatz. We'll have that for you. And also regular features along the way, our trivia quiz next hour, and details a little bit later on how you can help Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. We'll have that for you. The Grace Auction beginning at 10 this morning. It's 64 degrees in a fog. I'm in a fog more than normal today right here at the radio studios. Here's Charlie Pride.
Chance to meet some old friends on the street. They wonder, how does a man get to be this way? I've always got a smiling face, anytime in any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to
kiss an angel good morning
and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Back home. This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. Thanks for joining us.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Shop local and save big this July with the Red, White, and Refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a foggy 65 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Partly sunny, warm, and humid with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 86. Increasing clouds and humid tonight, a 40% chance of thunderstorms late with a low of 68. In Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 64, it is a foggy 65 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is asking voters to vote no on a pair of Republican-authored constitutional amendments that would take away the governor's power to spend federal money. Evers says Republicans want to take more power for themselves with the amendments, and they would change the balance of power in the state. Republican-authored bills seeking similar changes have passed the Republican-controlled state Senate and Assembly, but have been vetoed by Evers. Republicans argue legislative oversight over federal funding is appropriate. Both are on the ballot in the August 13th primary election. Professor of Medical Physics Marina Emborg says brain cell grafts in monkeys help jumpstart the trial. Not only did motor skills improve in a clinical trial for Parkinson's, the primates during the study, but dopamine production increased dramatically, and symptoms of depression and anxiety were reduced. Emborg says the work done by the primate study will help better inform the way patients in the human trial receive and recover from the new therapy for Parkinson's. A statewide outbreak of whooping cough has Wisconsin health departments concerned. The Department of Health Services reports there have been 226 cases of the disease so far this year, and State Immunization Director Dr. Stephanie Schauer tells the journal Sentinel that it's a significant increase over last year. While most of the infections have been in teens, 9 of those cases were in infants under a year old. Babies that young cannot be immunized, and the disease is much rougher on them, sometimes fatally so. DHS recommends everyone check to see if they're immunized, and if not, schedule an immunization with your doctor. Cleaning the air ducts in your home is an important step in maintaining a healthy indoor environment. It helps remove dust, allergens, and potentially harmful particles from your air. The National Air Duct Cleaners Association suggests cleaning your ducts every 3 to 5 years. Every home is different, so it's difficult to generalize whether you should clean your ducts without knowing more details about your home. There are no duct cleaning standards to certify, endorse, or approve air duct cleaning companies set by the Environmental Protection Agency or the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation. Look for these signs to know whether your air duct system needs cleaning. Visible dust and debris inside the ducts or around the vents. Mold growth inside hard surface ducts or on other parts of your heating and cooling system, or mold's de-smell. Ducts infested with vermin like mice and other pests. Ducts clogged with large amounts of dust and debris. Dust particles entering your home from your supply registers. Allergy symptoms could indicate that allergens are circulating through the air. And increased energy bills due to airflow blockages or obstructions in ductwork. Some contractors may suggest chemical treatment for mold. Ensure you know the pros and cons before deciding if this is right for you. Ask the company to show you proof of mold or other contamination. For about $50, some labs can tell you if a sample on a clear strip of sticky household tape is mold or not. If you use the chemical treatment, you and your pets may want to leave the house while your ducts are treated. The National Air Duct Cleaners Association says dusty registers are not automatically a problem, as this is a normal result of dusty air going through them. You can vacuum or clean your registers with a damp cloth. Oil prices have continued to struggle as of late as the concerns over China's economy continue to reverberate and markets shrug off the latest developments between Israel and Hezbollah. In early trade Monday, a barrel of WTI crude oil was down 28 cents to $76.88 per barrel, nearly $3 lower than last Monday's $79.62 per barrel level. Brent crude oil was also down in early trading and was last seen off 34 cents to $80.79 per barrel, nearly $3 lower than last Monday's $82.08 per barrel start. The nation's average price of gasoline has inched 0.7 cents higher compared to a week ago to $3.47 per gallon yesterday, according to GasBuddy, data compiled from more than 12 million individual price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average is down 0.8 cents from a month ago and is 25.2 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. The national average price of diesel has fallen 1.2 cents in the last week and stands at $3.78 per gallon, 19 cents lower than a year ago. The Midwest is still seeing rising gas prices following a refinery outage in Joliet, Illinois. Statewide, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.48. Walk with Grace teams are reminded that today is T-shirt pickup day.
And that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. up at the Grace office. So Marsha Burkhammer and her team will be up there to hand out your T-shirts that you've ordered for your team. So come on up anytime during those hours. If you cannot make it during those hours, please let us know and we'll try to accommodate you at a different time.
That's Junie. Walk with Grace Chair. The Grace office is located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. Following today's T-shirt pickup, the next event on the Walk with Grace calendar is the Team Captain and Survivors Night Reception, Wednesday, August 7th at the Phoenix Center. Doors will open at 5. Everyone is invited to attend to enjoy a free will pizza dinner and hear from researchers at the Carbone Cancer Center in Madison and Gunderson in La Crosse. Also, day two of the Walk with Grace radio auction will begin today right here on WRCO-FM. At 10 o'clock and run till noon. The High Ground Veterans Memorial Park will host the annual Vietnam Veterans Reunion Sunday. The day will feature a badger talk by Vietnam War veteran and University of Wisconsin-Madison professor emeritus Doug Bradley at 1 o'clock. Bradley will present We Gotta Get Out of This Place, the soundtrack to the Vietnam War, which places popular music at the heart of the American experience in Vietnam. The presentation explores how and why U.S. troops turned to music as a way of connecting to each other and the world back home and of coping with the complexities of the war they had been sent to fight. It also demonstrates that music was important for every group of Vietnam veterans. The day will also include Vietnam exhibits and Huey helicopter displays, all free and open to the public. Lunch will be free for Vietnam veterans who RSVP before tomorrow. Vietnam veterans can RSVP with one guest by contacting Teresa by email at museum@thehighground.org or by calling 715-743-4224. The deadline is approaching for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources applications for the E-Cycle Wisconsin Electronics Collection Grant. The grants are for projects hosting an electronics collection site or event between September 2024 and December 2025. Recipients will be awarded up to $100,000 in grants. Businesses, local and tribal governmental bodies, and nonprofits are all eligible. The amount awarded for grants each year is based on available funds from fees electronics manufacturers pay as part of the E-Cycle Wisconsin program. Financial support for additional collection sites and events make it easier for residents to recycle unwanted electronics. The DNR will give priority to projects in counties that do not have a permanent collection site open to all residents registered under E-Cycle Wisconsin. This includes projects in Crawford and Iowa counties. For more details and a link to the application form, visit the DNR's E-Cycle Wisconsin information for collectors webpage. Applications are due tomorrow.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Today is Tuesday, July 30th. Marcia L. Marty, 57 of Madison and formerly of Spring Green, died last Tuesday at SSM Health St. Mary's Care Center following an extended illness. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church today from 4 to 6, and again Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of Mass at 11:30. The family requests that, in lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family of Marcia L. Marty, 57 of Madison and formerly of Spring Green. James F. Jim Patch, 84 of Richland Center, died last Tuesday following a brief illness at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial immediately following in the Fancy Creek Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center Wednesday from 5 to 8. Friends may also call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials to either Passages or Grace, both in Richland Center. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for James F. Jim Patch, 84, of Richland Center. Hilda Esther Frank, 98, of Richland Center, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Hilda Esther Frank, 98, of Richland Center. Susan Sue Keister, age 61, died July 8th. A memorial will be held at 5 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Friday from 3 to 6. Memorials and donations can be made to the family's ever-loved page. Susan Sue Keister, age 61. Timothy Lynn Miller, age 64, died Monday at his home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Timothy Lynn Miller, age 64. John W., Jack Johnson, 92 of Spring Green, died Saturday at Greenway Manor. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday, August 10th from 4 to 7 with special prayer and family memories at 5:30 at the Ring Barn in Spring Green. The family respectfully asks that no young children attend. Donations in memory of Jack can be made to the Guard Theater or Greenway Manor. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for John W. Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
The 8 o'clock ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. It's 65 fog.